This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of Middle Spring. The first seasons of the year are already gone now. Bloodroot season and violet crest season, twin leaf season, snowdrop season, snow trillium seasons, and so many more seasons. I've only watched a few of them, and I am wondering about what I've missed. They are fragments of a story, the meaning of which has always set me wondering. I wonder about the meaning of the seasons of the landscape, because I'm wondering about my own seasons and what they mean. I watch them and I am in suspense, because I don't know exactly how they will turn out. Each year, spring always overpowers winter, finds fulfillment in the summer, teaches all the lessons of the beauty and the power of procreation and decay, is sealed in the tomb of December, only to rise again triumphant in April. I watch the story every time as if it might be my own story, but I'm never quite sure that it is mine. Or I don't know why it is or how. And then when the year's plot unfolds all the way, that's never quite enough for me, and so I start over. What did I miss last year and the year before? Why am I still in suspense? Why can't I believe? I read the book again. What will it say this time? This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the final week of Middle Spring. In the meantime, watch your story carefully. See if you know how it ends. Thursday noons, between March 20th and April 24th, I will be the moderator of a seminar at the University of Dayton entitled The Inner Landscape. And these will be discussions about the almanac readings on WISO. For more information, call the Special Programs Office at the University of Dayton, 937-229-2605.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.